What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, September 13th, and it's our 50th episode. Way to go,
Woo!
Guys.
Shit, yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hopefully, we can bring you 50,000 more. Our top stories for the day. Wes is going to take one about a cop-run gambling and prostitution ring in New York City.
It's not a movie.
No, it's not. I'm going to do a story about Apple announcing their new line of iPhones. It's a real thriller. Mark's going to take one about new studies that show baby boomers are embracing weed.
Yeah, real shocking study there.
Right. And Pat's going to take us through some other headlines we couldn't get to. Go ahead, Wes.
All right. In what appears to be a real life training day type situation, a retired NYPD vice squad detective, along with seven active members of the NYPD police force, were arrested Wednesday on charges of masterminding a large scale gambling and prostitution ring in New York City. So you
go to the whorehouse today?
All day?
I heard different.
It's a little training day reference for everyone out there.
I got my shit pushed in big time.
Of the arrested are the retired vice detective who, with his prostitute wife, ran several brothels in Queens and Brooklyn.
That's convenient. She was already a prostitute. She's like, I got an idea.
Yeah,
met her on the job.
Yeah, it was really, really hard to come up with that one. Also arrested were three sergeants, two detectives and two officers, as well as 40 civilians. So I'm pretty sure the word civilian is code for prostitute, bookie, John, madam. Not sure. The arrests come after a three-year internal affairs investigation into certain whorehouses located in Queens and Brooklyn that were under police protection.
They had to take their time. They had to really investigate.
They're called brothels, and you know that.
Brothels is the classy word, but they're whorehouses.
Yeah, I'd call these places whorehouses. In fact, I might even call them whore holes.
The investigation was sparked when a narc within the department suspected some of his fellow officers were having a bit too much fun on the job and alerted internal affairs.
How many people do you think he had to be like, excuse me, I have some information?
They're like, shut up. The arrests made on Wednesday seem to be just the tip of the iceberg, as dozens more officers are facing questioning and possible arrests. So it could turn out to be a pretty large scale operation.
A lot of people angrily clearing out their locker, looking at the narc, being like, all right, thanks, man.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my wife.
Well, yeah, speaking of lockers, there was one office that got busted. There was like this one dude's locker that they raided, but this office basically sounded like they had turned it into like a crime den, the whole thing.
Yeah, it was on lockdown. They had confiscated everyone's like device, like phones and shit, so they couldn't like, you know, cooperate with each other.
What do you mean? Was it like operating as one of the locations?
Well, like
the
they had to steal the phones of everybody in the office, and they raided a guy's locker who was in there, and he was only in there for 5 months. So it's like maybe he was the rat, but at any rate, this office was just like a hub of illegal activity. I think it was like the South Brooklyn office or something.
You always got to look out for the new guy.
Yeah,
absolutely. You got to put him through the ropes like Denzel did.
Make him fuck the fat prostitute.
Right. You got to fuck this bitch.
Mike Palladino, head of the Detectives Endowment Association, said the allegations are disturbing and, if true, reflect negatively on the entire NYPD. So no shit there, Mike. Mm-hmm. Also piping in was NYPD Police Commissioner James O'Neill, who said, today, those who swore an oath and then betrayed it have felt the consequences of that infidelity.
Yeah, in other news, Law & Order SVU is picked up for another season.
The arrested officers will be arraigned today, and charges range from enterprising corruption to promoting prostitution. I could not find much on the gambling side of things, but I imagine a Rounders type scenario with, you know, lots of Russians in a basement or something like that.
A lot of people are like just gambling, and then like mid hand they're up to fuck a horse. Like, I'm out.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty fun club, actually.
Yeah, blind me out, baby.
Yeah, can you imagine how much fucking fun these guys must have had, like, in the three
sounds
years?
Amazing.
They were above the law.
Yeah, they were just like,
hey, they're sacrificing their lives for people. I mean, give them a break.
It's stressful, undoubtedly, but they were above the law, doing drugs, gambling, fucking prostitutes. Mm-hmm. This sounds like I want to go to police training school.
Maybe they should.
For sure.
Maybe they should look at like how many lives they saved and how many bad people they got.
Do like
the
a pros and cons list.
Yeah, do like a pros and cons thing.
I definitely trust a police officer like that's involved in this ring more than a police officer that's like pulling you over for going 3 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Absolutely. NYPD recruitment's going to go through the roof because of this story. I'm telling you, this is a good thing.
Well, they did the past 3 years. Now it's like, eh.
Yeah, but now when the story comes out and people are like, damn, not only are they busting criminals, they're also busting nuts and prostitutes, strings.
They're like, are we still doing this on the creep, though?
Yeah,
there's a void to fill. Somebody's got to come up and, step up and be the dirty cops.
Yeah, office has got a lot less fun after this. So going to the internet, Greg Brunson, at Greg Brunson, says, that nothing new. That goes on all the time. I had a friend here in D.C. that was in one. So Greg Brunson launching an investigation into himself and his buddy on Twitter today.
Wait, when he says in one, does he mean a prostitute?
I think so.
In a prostitute.
My buddy got stuck in one.
Maybe.
Me and my cop buddy fuck prostitutes all the time.
Took a whole can of WD-40 to get him out of that.
Yeah, so... we'll see what happens. I imagine there's going to be many more arrests and a lot less prostitutes in New York.
Shit.
Yeah.
No.
Bummer.
All right. On that note, let's talk about the new iPhones. Yeah. On Wednesday, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, for those who don't know, strutted his unassuming ass out onto the stage in his fresh white Air Monarchs to unveil Apple's new line of iPhones. They'll be offering three models next season, the iPhone XR, the iPhone XS, which is supposedly pronounced tennis, like the Roman numeral X for 10 and then S, so tennis, which is really cute. And finally, the model that has induced foggy glasses nationwide today, the iPhone XS Max.
That's how you know it's the best.
The Max is the best, the biggest screen. They also announced their most powerful wearable to date, which I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it sucks, the Apple Watch 4. Apple swears that all these new models of phones are water resistant up to 2 meters for 30 minutes.
Perfect. Now I can jerk off underwater.
Yeah, maybe.
In the shower.
I mean, it's water resistant.
I can jerk off in the shower.
Resistant, not proof.
I'm going through phones so fast these days.
Anyone ever jerked off in a bath?
Yeah. It's hard. It's like a workout.
Yeah, with the phone?
Why would you do that?
That's dangerous. What, with your memory?
You ever jerk off in a bath with a toaster? Plugged
with
in?
With your mind? Yeah, with your toaster?
With the bank.
Oh, with the spank bank?
That's why you store things in the bank.
What are you, 70?
So you can make a withdrawal.
All right. They offer their biggest screen ever with the XS Max. They feature 4K video capable cameras on the high-end models. And most importantly, come with Apple's newest, fastest processor ever, the A12 Bionic.
Shit.
I looked at the videos and the photos that were posted online after the keynote, and they are fucking sexy.
Yeah, I don't even have glasses, and I got fogged up.
I'll admit, they do look pretty good. I'm not an Apple guy, but the phones look pretty good.
I wish you were.
Yeah, Will's the only guy in this group that does not have an iPhone, and it's fucking infuriating to text with him. Because he's time-warping us all day. He's, like, talking about Christmas, and it's, like, fucking,
right.
You know.
Try a group chat with three guys with an iPhone and one guy without, and then it's all of a sudden, it's, like, you get a message that's, like, 12 hours delayed, and that will really fuck with your mind. I'm telling you. Yeah. You're like, what happened? What happened?
Doesn't it bother you that none of your questions are getting answered, Will?
I don't give a fuck. The XR series starts at $749. The XS, or tennis, series starts at $999 and goes all the way up to about $15. And the Apple Watch, which just looks like a hideous version of its predecessors, starts at $399. And so I'm not really sure why this new iPhone business is a big deal. I got texts from every single one of you today asking me if I had seen the new iPhones, and I don't care.
You probably got our text, but we didn't get your response.
I got confirmation laughs from my response of they look terrible. You're talking about the company that got hacked by the Fappening. Displays non-iPhone text in different colors because they're fucking Nazis. And they took like 3 years longer than all of the Android phone makers to get rid of their incredibly buggy home button. So I'm not really convinced to switch over to their first line of non-home button phones.
Yeah, but they got rid of it.
Yeah, what if they hadn't gotten hacked by the Fappening? Where would we be then? Have you thought about that?
That's true. You wouldn't have seen Jennifer Lawrence's nudes, but...
So many of them.
Yeah. You open-sourced cuck.
Case closed.
Anyways, they also degrade your performance on software updates if you don't have the latest phone. So I just don't understand why you would buy the most expensive phone that has the most restrictive policies. Like, what is it? Is it just like to be a part of the crew? I just don't fucking understand.
I'll tell you why, Will, because I do what I'm told.
It's just like everything. Once you're locked in, you're locked in.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm sticking with my Android. They do look great. It hasn't done enough to sell me on it. Internet comments. We got Holly Walker Couch on Facebook. She says, the biggest, whitest, ugliest shoes, talking about an iPhone. Laughy cry face emoji. And she's right. Tim Cook's shoes. I mean, he looks like Pete Carroll on stage.
He looks like an uncle at an amusement park.
Have you guys seen the picture of it?
No. What's up with his shoes?
He looks like if Pete Carroll was dressing up to be Steve Jobs on Halloween.
With all due respect, by the time I'm 50, whatever Pete Carroll is, if I look like Pete Carroll, I'm going to be fucking prostitutes like a New York City cop.
Yeah, he's like 76, man. He's in great shape. And Angel Escalara on Facebook says, with the launch of the iPhone XS, the price on the iPhone 8 will drop, which means I will finally be able to afford the iPhone 4.
Yeah, and also take my three kids to actual school.
Wah, Angel.
I don't know. I'm with Angel, though. I'm going to keep buying cheap-ass Androids and I guess just
keep annoying the fuck out of
every
us.
Time Apple comes out with a new product, because that's what you're supposed to do.
All right. Well, iPhones are awesome. Hey, what are you going to do when you're old? Not get high?
No.
I mean, really? No, you're going to get high. Everyone listening to this podcast, if you're lucky enough to grow old and retire, owes at least that to themselves. You got to get high, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to get high.
If you retire, you better be smoking.
But what are you going to do? A study published in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence this month suggests that increasing number of middle-aged and older adults are using marijuana and using it a lot.
What a depressing magazine Drug and Alcohol Dependence must be.
Yeah, how do you get a job there?
Depressing or super fun.
The resumes to that journal must be hilarious.
Can I be a cover girl?
Your wife's just telling you how much grumpier you are since you retired?
I dated a lot of drug addicts. I'm not one. I just have a lot of knowledge about it. The analysis comes from data gathered in the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, who says that in 2016, the number of 50 to 65-year-olds who smoke marijuana is up from 7% in 2013 to 9% now in 2016, back then, I guess. And those over 65 is up from 1.4% in 2013 to 3% in 2016.
Oh, shit, 1% to 3%?
Yeah, those are low numbers. They're probably way higher now in 2018, and also there are way less liars probably in 2018. I personally was 13 the first time I got high. I remember one of the first times I smoked, I was so dumb, I smoked a blunt in my basement with very little ventilation and just blew the smoke just right out like a small window, and it smelled like weed for 3 days in my house. My parents came home and thought I smoked a cigar, so they were either very naive or very proud of me.
That was the beer smuggling window.
Yeah, it's called the well, boys.
Yeah.
You drop the beer in the well, smuggle it in the basement, have a couple cold pops with your boys.
Who smokes cigars when they're 13, by the way?
Yeah.
Here are some reasons why I think marijuana usage is going up in older people. Marijuana laws are loosening up. No more reefer madness, despite what tiny little buddy Jeff Sessions says. Marijuana eases so many medical issues, mainly cancer, arthritis.
Self-esteem.
Yeah, everything. There are no random drug tests unless you're an old parolee.
R.I.P. Brooks from Shawshank.
Yeah, Brooks was here. Old people are getting less stupid, I think. The internet exists and people can Google how awesome weed is.
Their intelligence is augmented because they can,
right.
they can decide for themselves.
They can read a review from another old person that's like, it's not that bad.
Helps my glaucoma tremendously.
Yeah, they can watch Vice videos of old people getting high and be like, that looks good.
Every grandparent has a family member or family friend that deals pot or works at a dispensary. Mm. Right?
Probably true these days.
And the list goes on and on. You know, you have your own list, but that's why. According to some huge dorks, it's not all good news. Baby boomers who've had prior experience with marijuana shouldn't jump to using the same amount they did in their college day. Hang on, I took that wrong. Baby boomers who have had experience with marijuana shouldn't jump to using the same amount they did in their college days, Han says. The potency might be different, as well as their ability to metabolize the drug.
You might have gone inaudible on the nerd voice.
Yeah. Anyways, Han said this really ridiculous nerdy quote. He's claiming that people that are like in their 60s smoked marijuana 30 years ago and then never touched it.
It went from like 5% THC to like 30.
Yeah, man, weed was strong back then. A girl from my mom's college lost her mind forever the first time she tried it.
That's because it was laced with PCP.
Hans doesn't remember that these same baby boomers, the last time they smoked weed was at fucking Woodstock when they were also dropping acid. And then they worked square jobs for 40 years because it wasn't legal anywhere. And now they want to fucking toke up when they're retired. It's awesome. Smoke up, baby.
Hey, Pat, you want to smoke weed tonight?
Shit, yeah, I do every night.
Exactly. Well, say to the internet, merry-go-round says, I love weed. I will kill my whole family for a gram.
That's a little excessive.
She's like, let me get a nickel.
Yeah, why is she still buying grams?
Yeah, who's buying grams these days?
In other news, Mary has an iPhone 4.
Yes. All right, guys, it's the end of the week. I'm going to run down some stories we missed. We're going to move quickly through these. So Hurricane Florence is bearing down on the mid-Atlantic right about now in one of the biggest storms the country has seen in decades. And I'm going to read you a verbatim tweet from our president who we elected. Quote, we got A pluses for our recent hurricane work in Texas and Florida and did an unappreciated great job in Puerto Rico, even though an inaccessible island with very poor electricity and a totally incompetent mayor of San Juan. We are ready for the big one that is coming.
Yeah, and as soon as Puerto Rico gets power back, they'll tell you the same thing.
Major asterisks on that. Elon Musk actually saved Puerto Rico.
He's ripping on Puerto Rico for the things it cannot change. 75-year-old man Bob Woodward is living in the past and trying to drag us all back in time with him as he continues to practice the antiquated art form of writing books. His book, Fear, is the fastest-selling book since Go Set a Watchman, some other book no one ever heard of.
Yeah, I've definitely never heard of that.
Yeah, a man in Saudi Arabia was arrested this week for having breakfast with a female colleague. Look, although any country that jails a man for eating with a member of the opposite sex is ridiculous and undoubtedly part of the reason terrorism exists. But in this case, you got to give props to the Saudi government for stepping in here. Dating a coworker may seem like a good idea at the time, but never ends well. Mm. One bro to another.
It's like, this is very dangerous for me. You better eat a salad because I want to watch you walk out of here.
Yes, U.S. median household income climbed to a new height of $61,372 recently, and this marks the third year in a row that median household income has gone up. Some might see this as a good thing, but if you're anything like me, headlines like these mark the beginnings of a long, dark, silent panic as I read about inflation.
Yeah, exactly. The value of the dollar goes down. No matter how many more you get, you can't buy shit.
Meanwhile, we aren't doing ads this week on Hard Factor. So,
Miracle Missouri boy survives after meat skewer impales head. The 10-year-old boy who fell face first from a treehouse while avoiding a swarm of attacking wasps is expected to make a full recovery. When reached for comment, Death said, I'm not sure what went wrong here.
I would definitely would have done this. I'm so scared of wasps. There's no lengths I wouldn't go to avoid them.
Bachelor in Paradise Jordan breaks up with Jenna, quote, I cannot take a chance with my heart. And that's Hard Factor for the week. Thank you very much. Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We'll see you next week, motherfuckers.